Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into H.W. Brand biography, simply titled Reagan. Sophie, I have to ask, what surprised you most about this portrait of the guy?
Morning, Sam. Honestly, it's how Brand shows Reagan as this walking contradiction. He was a hardline anti-communist who almost agreed to abolish all nuclear weapons. And he was famously hands-off, yet he led one of the most consequential presidencies of the century. The book really captures that mystery.
Right, and Brand starts from the very beginning in Tampico, Illinois, in 1911. Reagan wasn't born into politics or philosophy. He was the son of a shoe salesman and a devout mother who filled his head with optimism and a sense of a guiding plan.
And that's key, because Reagan wasn't a deep reader of political theory. His ideology came from lived experience and stories, not academic debates. He learned in narratives, and he spent his life believing the world itself was a story with a clear moral.
A story with a clear moral. And his first act was as a sports announcer in Des Moines. He was painting pictures with his voice, making listeners feel like they were in the stadium. It was an apprenticeship in connecting with a huge, unseen audience.
Exactly. He mastered simplifying complex events into a compelling narrative. And that voice eventually got him to Hollywood, where he played the all-American hero. But it wasn't the acting that mattered most. It was his time as president of the Screen Actors Guild.
Oh, that's where the transformation starts. He was a New Deal Democrat who idolized FDR, but he got alarmed by what he saw as communist tactics inside the union movement. He started seeing the world as a battle between freedom and totalitarianism.
And that's the narrative he'd been waiting for. Then the 1960s happen, and he gives that speech for Barry Goldwater, A Time for Choosing. It wasn't a policy speech, it was a sermon. He made conservatism feel hopeful, not angry.
That speech launched him, and he became governor of California. And what's interesting is that he was a pragmatic conservative. He raised taxes when the state needed it, but he never stopped talking about cutting them. He set the vision and let his staff work out the details.
That delegating style, some called it disengagement, but Brands argues it was a form of leadership. He was the chairman of the board. And when he ran for president in 1980, the country was desperate for a story of hope instead of Carter's malaise.
He asked that simple, devastating question, "Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?" And it worked. He won in a landslide. Then he survived an assassination attempt in 1981, and his grace under pressure just cemented his image of unshakable fortitude.
Then came Reaganomics, the supply-side idea that cutting taxes would generate so much growth that revenues would rise. The results were mixed. There was a deep recession in 82, then a long expansion, but it also created massive budget deficits.
So the man who hated big government presided over a huge expansion of the national debt. That's the irony Brand's highlights. But the real mark was on the world stage. Reagan saw the Cold War in black and white. The Soviet Union was an evil empire, and he believed in victory.
And his strategy wasn't subtle. He launched the Strategic Defense Initiative, funded anti-communist insurgencies, and built up the military to the point where the Soviets, already crippled economically, just couldn't keep up. It was a brute force test of will.
But then comes the twist, right? Gorbachev comes to power, and Reagan's instincts told him this was a different kind of leader. They met in Geneva, then Reykjavik in 1986, and they almost agreed to abolish all nuclear weapons.
It fell apart over SDI. Reagan refused to give it up, but that meeting changed the Cold War. Reagan wasn't a warmonger. He believed so deeply in American ideals that he thought the weapons were unnecessary. The real battle was between freedom and tyranny.
And then there's the darkest cloud, Iran-Contra. His administration secretly sold arms to Iran to fund the Contras, which was illegal and a betrayal of his own principles. And his hands-off style created a culture of secrecy that led to a constitutional crisis.
He initially denied knowledge, then claimed he couldn't remember. His folksy demeanor helped him survive, but Brands makes it clear it was a profound failure of leadership. It showed the gap between the sunny narrative and the messy reality.
Yet he survived, and in his final years, he achieved his greatest triumph. Standing at the Brandenburg Gate, he said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." It was pure Reagan, a line from a movie, and 2 years later, the wall came down.
The Soviet Union collapsed shortly after, and Brands doesn't credit Reagan alone, but he makes a powerful case that his pressure and moral clarity were necessary. He told a story about the inevitable triumph of freedom, and the world followed his script.
But Brands isn't writing a hagiography. He shows a man who was detached, relied on anecdotes, and oversaw that debt and scandal. And then the final chapter, the Alzheimer's diagnosis. The communicator losing his story.
That handwritten letter, about beginning, the journey that will lead me into the sunset of my life, is so poignant. He spent his life telling stories, and then he lost the ability to tell his own. It's a quiet, dignified sorrow.
So what do I take away from this book? It's that Reagan's real gift was restoring America's belief in its own story. He wasn't a policy wonk or a philosopher. He was a master storyteller who gave the nation back a narrative of hope, and people believed it enough to make it real.
And if you want to explore more of these stories, the 7-Minute Books app has over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's available at 7minutebooks.com/app, and it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Reagan's legacy is complicated, but Brands shows us a man who understood that politics, at its core, is about the stories we tell ourselves. And that's a lesson that still echoes today. We'll see you in the next one.